The conception of God and the conception of absolute truth are not on the same level. The Srimad Bhagavatam hits on the target of the absolute truth. The conception of God indicates the controller, whereas the conception of the absolute truth indicates the Samam Bonam, or the ultimate source of the all energies. There is no difference of opinion about the personal feature of God as the controller, because a controller cannot be impersonal. Of course, modern government, especially democratic government, is impersonal to some extent, but ultimately the chief executive head is a person, and the impersonal feature of government is subordinate to the personal feature. So, without a doubt, whenever we refer to control over others, we must admit the existence of a personal feature, because there are different controllers for different managerial positions. There may be many small gods. According to Bhagavad Gita, any controller who has some specific extraordinary power is called a Vibhuti Matsattva, a controller empowered by the Lord. There are many Vibhuti Matsattvas, controllers or gods with various specific powers, but the absolute truth is one without a second. This Srimad Bhagavatam designates the absolute truth, or the Samam Bonam, as the Param Satyam. The author of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva, first offers his respectful obeisances onto the Param Satyam, absolute truth. And because the Param Satyam is the ultimate source of all energies, the Param Satyam is the Supreme Person. The gods or the controllers are undoubtedly persons, but the Param Satyam, from whom the gods derive powers of control, is the Supreme Person. The Sanskrit word Ishvara conveys the impart of God, but the Supreme Person is called the Parameshwara, or the Supreme Ishvara. The Supreme Person, or Parameshwara, is the Supreme Conscious Personality, and because he does not derive any power from any other source, he is supremely independent. In the Vedic literatures, Brahma is described as the Supreme God, or the head of all other gods like Indra, Chandra and Varuna. But the Srimad Bhagavatam confirms that even Brahma is not independent as far as his power and knowledge are concerned. He received knowledge in the form of the Vedas from the Supreme Person, who resides within the heart of every living being.